This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, welcomed McConnell's move. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate. But while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also sets the stage for a possible repeat battle in December. Russia will invite the Taliban to international talks on Afghanistan scheduled for October 20th in Moscow, the Kremlin's envoy to Afghanistan said Thursday. In response to a question from Russian journalists on whether representatives of the hardline group would be invited to negotiations involving China, India, Iran, and Pakistan, the envoy said yes. The talks will follow a G20 summit on Afghanistan on October 12th that will seek to help the country avoid a humanitarian catastrophe in the wake of the Taliban takeover. Moscow has moved to engage with the Taliban, but stopped short of recognition of the group, which is banned as a terrorist organization in Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the alliance had to act against rising Russian malign activities after expelling members of Moscow's delegation for alleged spying. Stoltenberg said, quote, the decision to withdraw the accreditation of 8 members of the Russian delegation to NATO was done based on intelligence because these are undeclared Russian intelligence officers, end quote. He went on to add, they have seen an increase in Russian harmful activities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is shifting his focus to security talks with Mexico after working to soothe relations with ally France. After a stop Thursday in the U.S. state of California, Blinken heads to Mexico to join other top U.S. officials for what the State Department calls a high-level dialogue on security issues. Representing the Mexican side will be Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard, who said earlier this week he wants to see the United States extradite suspects to Mexico more quickly to stem the flow of guns from the U.S. into Mexico, and to improve efforts to trace the flow of money used by criminal organizations. The U.S. side is expected to seek actions to combat the trafficking of illicit drugs, such as fentanyl. German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussed climate change and clerical abuse with Pope Francis Thursday in a farewell trip to Rome that included talks with Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi. Merkel also visited St. Peter's Basilica and will lunch at a restaurant in central Rome before giving a speech at a peace conference at the Colosseum. She was honored with a ceremonial welcome by the Swiss Guards at the Vatican before meeting and exchanging gifts with the Pope, whom she has met several times before. She said afterwards they discussed climate change, an issue on which Francis has been outspoken, and the sexual abuse by children of clergy, a problem that has rocked the Catholic Church in Germany and elsewhere. Merkel is bowing out after 16 years in power. The widow of Haiti's assassinated president, Jovenel Moïse, met Wednesday with the judge overseeing the case, 3 months after he was shot dead at their home in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Following the meeting, Martine Moïse called on the public to come forward with an information that might help track down her husband's killers. The former first lady, who was injured during the shooting in July, was flown to Miami for treatment and has been living there temporarily. More than 40 suspects have been arrested over Moïse's killing, including 20 Haitian police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. A powerful 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck southwest Pakistan early Thursday, killing at least 20 people and injuring more than 200, according to one official. As many as 100 homes also collapsed, burying sleeping residents inside. Tanzanian-born novelist Abdallah Gurnah, whose work touches on colonialism and refugee life, won the Nobel Literature Prize Thursday, the Swedish Academy said. Abdulrazak Gurnah, who grew up on the island of Zanzibar but came to England as a refugee at the end of the 1960s, was honored, quote, for his uncompromising and compassionate penetration of the effects of colonialism and the fate of the refugee. This is VOA.